there's a question where you asked me to describe why Robert Kyagulanyi, why you thought he was more successful than other opposition candidates in the past. If you go by the statistics, I don't think he is successful, but not as successful. Like the statistics say, in 2006, Kizza Besigye was able to garner 37.29% of the vote. Kyagulanyi garnered 34% of the opposition vote. But what makes him different is what we call identity politics. He was not coming from the Bush era like Kizza Besigye. He has no ties to Yoweri Museveni. He is a musician who grew up from the ghetto, shed himself of the ghetto image, and then told people, especially the urban youth, that is his demographic, that is from about 18 to 35. These are people who live hand to mouth. These are people who have seen him transform himself. And they believed in his story. They believed, you know, he presented a chance of them being properly represented, of representing their issues, because he has lived in the ghetto. He understands the day-to-day living of those people. And those are the people that actually go to vote. Those are the people that, you know, spend their time and rally others to vote and do all these other things. So identity politics played a very, very big role in the success of Robert Kyagulanyi, but also because, for one, he wasn't from the West like Kizza Besigye, because people had an issue also with the fact that, well, you know, as well, other candidates in all the other elections, we have, tribal politics, and people felt if you wanted another president and he wasn't from the West and he wasn't Kizza Besigye, they didn't have an option. But Robert Kyagulanyi presented that option. But also because he was not trying to we saw him growing and learning on the job when he started. You know, the clips of him where he can barely, you know, defend physical policy and you know, talk about economics and all those things properly. But we've seen him grow before our eyes. And also, you know, he's just one of those people who has, his charisma has grown before our eyes. He's grown before our eyes and turned into a proper contender for the presidency, albeit the fact that he lost.